for answer, Zirid popped up from behind the droid and fired three quick shots. He hit no one, but he drove all three of the men behind them to the ground. He whirled on the man before them just in time to see the red muzzle flare of the blaster shot that slammed into his chest and sent him sliding 3 meters along the floor. The impact blew the breath from his lungs and left him gasping. Black smoke spiraled up from the hole ablated in his armored vest. He'd been hit before and kept his wits, despite the pain and difficulty breathing.
"I'm hit,"
he said. He rolled over onto his stomach and fired as rapidly as he could pull the trigger at the three men behind them. They responded in kind. Blaster bolts put holes in the floor around him. Chunks of floor tile flew into the air. He could barely hear anything over the sound of blaster fire and the screams of the civvies. A shot from the attack's leader, the man who looked so familiar, caught Zirid's shoulder. Once more, his armor spared him serious injury, but the impact sent a jolt of pain down the length of his arm, left his hand numb, and sent his blaster skittering over the floor. It stopped directly before a Zeltron female who lay flat on the floor. He met her wide-eyed gaze and saw the mindless fear. She made no move toward the blaster. He rolled for cover away from the woman as more and more shots from the three men caged him in. Near him, a civilian moaned, presumably hit in the crossfire. A woman shrieked. He had to get clear. But before he could stand, Aaron was over him, her blade a blur of motion that formed a cocoon of green light around him, deflecting blaster shots in all directions. She grabbed him under his armpit and helped him to his feet while still deflecting shots. "Up," she said.
"Up."
He still had not caught his breath enough to reply. But with her assistance, he got to his feet. His right arm hung from his shoulder like a slab of meat. Reaching behind to the small of his back, he pulled the E9 he kept there and took it in his left hand.
"The ship,"
he said, still struggling for air. Aaron gestured at a cargo tram near the three men shooting at them from behind. The six cars of the tram rushed toward the men, propelled by Aaron's power. They scrambled aside, and Aaron and Zirid dashed for Fat Man. The single man standing between them and the ship fired once, twice, and Aaron deflected both shots. Zirid leveled the E9 and fired. The shot hit the man in the brow, and he fell backward, eyes wide open, blood pooling, dead. As they pelted to the ship, more blaster shots rang out, and Aaron's blade hummed. The energy of the weapon caused Zirid's hair to stand on end. They bounded over the dead man and through the transparasteel doors to the landing pad. The door slid shut behind them, shutting off the screams of the civvies. Zirid was grateful for it. Blaster shots thudded into the doors. The sound of speeder swoops and other nearby ships put a thrum in the air,